This is Twit.
BBC does not like Apple too much. Apple does not like BBC too much. The BBC published a video accusing Apple of failing to protect its Chinese factory workers. Tim Cook says, "I am deeply offended." Wow. That's taken a little bit personal. BBC Panorama actually secretly filmed inside factories, and they went to Indonesia where these, as Apple called it, artisanal tin mines are operating, sometimes with children. Apple's response, Apple has publicly stated that tin from Indonesia ends up in our products, and some of that tin, well, yes, likely comes from illegal mines. Tens of thousands of artisanal miners are selling tin through many middlemen to the smelters who supply to component suppliers who sell to the world. This is a problem. That supply chain goes on and on and on, down, down, down. The government is not addressing the issue in Indonesia, and there's widespread corruption in the undeveloped supply chain. Our team visited the same parts of Indonesia visited by the BBC, and of course we're appalled by what's going on there too. But Apple has two choices. We could make sure all of our suppliers buy tin from smelters outside of Indonesia. This would be the easiest thing for us to do, but would certainly shield us from criticism, but it would be the lazy and cowardly path because it would do nothing to improve the situation for Indonesian workers or the environment. Since Apple consumes a tiny fraction of the tin mined there, we chose the second path to stay engaged and try to drive a collective solution. I guess that makes sense. That's the old, we'll fix it from within.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of the approach that Apple and a lot of other companies.
I don't know what you're going to do. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, and we're, by the way, we're all complicit in some regard here because we buy these products.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that Apple's lawyer told the BBC was that they've been working with their suppliers to improve conditions for workers and that they found about an average of 93% compliance with some of their guidelines, like a 60-hour work week and things like this. I mean, that still leaves a 7%, you know, that isn't complying, right?
Here's workers standards. Falling asleep on the supply chain because they've been working 12 hours and more.
So what is the right approach? Is it to to bail on all these folks who you know are treating their workers incorrectly and maybe, I don't know, spend more money manufacturing in different countries, getting stuff from different companies? I don't even know if there are any of these suppliers that are actually following all the rules. I mean, this is kind of an ongoing story that's been happening for years and years and years. This isn't anything new per se. So what is the right approach, inside or outside? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is a lot of these companies, like you were talking about, the supply chain goes deeper and deeper and deeper. They don't have direct relationships.
They don't. They're not buying it from these.
Yeah, they might have Foxconn. Mines. Foxconn, you buy the tin. Foxconn buys the tin from a smelter. The smelter buys it from, you know, some gang in the Congo.
So then how much influence would Apple have over tin smelters if they actually do buy a small percentage, as they say they do, and then they show up and there's all these middlemen in between? I mean,
I have to say, though, good on the BBC. This is good work they did with these hidden cameras, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, yeah, but awesome.
But, I mean, this is kind of how things work, you know, all over the world. I mean, the LA Times just had a great series of stories on Mexican produce farms that were treating their employees improperly, making them having children work way over hours. And those fruits were going to like Whole Foods and Walmart. This is not just tech. This is not just Apple. Yeah. This is like a global issue with the way that we do business as a whole.
I really feel like Tim Cook, I believe him when he says, no, I'm offended. We really are doing the best we can. We're going to continue to do what we can to make these conditions improve. We know they're not perfect, but we really care.
The reason I think he feels that way is because of what Nate just said. I mean, this is, you know, he's worked really hard to try to improve it already, and it was always Apple that's targeted. But like, what about, you know, Samsung and HTC and Xiaomi? And what about, you know, Whole Foods? What about, you know, the textiles we wear? Like, there is this stuff going on everywhere, and it's always. And I think that's kind of what he's probably feeling. Like, he's like, you know, throwing his arms up in the air, going, you know, not again. Like, you know, this is not just about us. This is about the entire consumer industry. We want the stuff so cheap that at this point it's really hard to get it manufactured in an ethical way, right?
Right.
I think the whole system needs to be reevaluated. We all to have to think about this every time we buy something. You know, and that's where fair trade and all that stuff is really important.
And this is the other side of the coin of Apple's success. I mean, you become this brand and a brand that is has a reputation of quality brand that cares. Then you're going to be. I mean, of course, BBC could have taxed Samsung and everybody else because they're all getting the tin from the same place. But Apple, because of its success, is going to be taking the brunt of this. I think that's part of the gig. But I think they should fight back, and they're right to say, you know, we're doing what we can, and we're going to continue to do what we can. And I think the BBC should continue to hold their feet to the fire, and everybody's feet, and really, most importantly, us as consumers.
Yeah, I mean, you could praise Apple for doing something. There are companies that do more. Intel and HP tend to have a track record for being more involved in their supply chains and going deeper into the supply chains and doing external audits, which Apple only recently started doing in the last couple of years.
So you're in your experience, there are other companies that are working harder than Apple.
Yeah, Intel has a excellent reputation for environmental and social governance. Apple is still fairly high up there. One of the worst is Nintendo. According to a lot of these experts, they say Nintendo is buys from bad sources and doesn't seem to do anything to try to repair itself. Most companies just take a sort of close their eyes approach to it. And Nintendo has had a reputation for being one of the worst.
We need fair trade consumer electronics. Miriam, I think you need to start this.
Locally sourced. Farm to table.
Which farmer made my Samsung Galaxy Note? That's what I want to know.
After doing crowdfunding that's more boutique and more vetted and curated, I should do this. Okay, good.
You're ready. Take it on.
I'm starting side projects left, right, and center, so might as well, right?